Like I said, when we get to come here to, in this case, the Motor City Casino, for the Detroit Economic Club, we get to see old friends that we haven't seen in a long time. And we have not seen Melanie Ducanel, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Eastern Michigan, forever.
I know. You've been missed.
Well, you've been missed.
I've been needing the invite, so, you know.
I'm sorry that somehow the invite fell through the cracks. That shouldn't have happened. But now we have it. Mike Parsons, you've met, our executive producer, our new producer, and he will be sure to keep you on the list of people that we want to check in with on a regular basis. Most of us are familiar with the BBB and the Accredited Business Seal, but not everyone's completely aware of what the Better Business Bureau actually does. Maybe
exactly.
A quick little note on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So we have been known as Grandma's Complaint Bureau. Everybody comes to us and complains, and we try to be the, you know, we don't pick a side on who's good and who's bad, and we try to help them resolve whatever the issue is. But I introduce myself as, what is my job? I manage crazy. Consumers are crazy. Businesses are crazy.
Wow.
And sometimes somebody just needs to come in with kind of a clear head and say, this is how maybe things can work out. So, but we do ad reviews to make sure that they're Federal Trade Commission compliant. We do investigations on bad businesses. Actually, the BBB was one of the people or entities that took down the parking the towing scam that happened several years ago.
That was a big deal in Detroit.
Yeah. So we were part of that with Metro Times, and we had a great time playing Nancy Drew. So, but then we also accredit businesses. And the reason we accredit businesses is, one, the business, when they do join BBB, they're abiding in our 8 standards of trust. Things like advertise honestly, build trust, have ethics. And probably the biggest, newest one is secure the information I'm giving you. From a cybersecurity standpoint, we want to make sure that that business is doing all they can to protect the personal information that they receive from their customers.
Melanie Ducanel with us, president and CEO of the BBB, Better Business Bureau. It means something to me when I see accredited by or member of or something like that, Better Business Bureau. It does mean something. But how do you make sure that people who say they're a member or accredited by the BBB really are?
So there's a couple of ways. If they have our BBB Dynamic Seal on their website, the minute that they are no longer, maybe they didn't pay their dues, maybe we've revoked their accreditation, and we do that on a regular basis, that seal goes away from their website. We also have a team of folks out there that are just consumers that will say, hey, I checked this company and it shows they're not accredited, so we use public information. And then we're just trying to be as diligent as we can. So probably our biggest opportunity to fix that is Craigslist. There's lots of businesses that will try to co-opt our brand and use it to their benefit, and we do our best to shut them down.
If I'm not mistaken, you're about a 20-year recovering bank lender, right?
yep, I sure am.
All right, and you've learned that the client's expectations and needs may not necessarily be the same, but do require the same amount of time and attention.
They do. So, you know, when you're looking at what a business is trying to sell you or a service they're trying to provide you, the consumer also equally needs to be educated on what they should be looking for. And the quickest example I can give you is that I have a basement waterproofer that provided a quote, and before that person ever got home on Angie, they had a complaint about this guy's a shyster and he's trying to, you know, take advantage. And I, being the curious person I am, I called that consumer and said, can you do me a favor and take those bids out and look at them? And he goes, why? And I said, I want to see what the scope of service is. And so he pulls them out. The two other quotes he got, the businesses wanted them to basically put their furniture in the middle. They'll spray down waterproofing, and then they're good. The company that I'm talking about that was accused of being a shyster was actually going to trench, literally get construction equipment out there, trench around the whole outside of the house, and put the seals up.
I think they call them like a French drain or something, and that is what a lot of reputable companies do.
Right. So when you looked at the scope of work, and I'm talking to the consumer, he's like, oh, my gosh, How can I change that? I said, well, you have to go to Angie and you have to ask them to take the complaint down. They wouldn't. They would not show what is good or what is bad. So when you're looking at BBB's reviews and complaints, we are verifying with the business that there was actually a marketplace transaction. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes the information didn't get to the right entity. But 99% of the time, we are verifying with the business that this is their customer and this actually happened.
Wow. Hey, there's a new scam out there. It's called the toll scam. You wouldn't expect a scam like that in Michigan.
Oh, you wouldn't, but it's coming through on people's phones saying, hey, you owe $11.89 to the Michigan Toll Road Company. And it's trying to purport themselves as a government entity and saying that you owe this. Well, first of all, last time I checked, we don't have any Michigan toll roads.
Yeah, well.
But it's also saying that it's a part of the Sun Pass. So if you've gone on a Florida spring break, you may fall for it and go, yeah, I used a Sun Pass. So that, you know. But the kicker is that if you don't pay by a certain date, they're going to add $50. Well, some people are going, but it's only $12. But you have to recognize that now they have your credit card information and other personal identifying information that they can leverage to their benefit, not yours.
So somebody looking at that says, okay, it's basically 11 something, $12, or it's going to be $50 more, $62, right. Whatever it's going to, I may as well, what a nuisance, I'll just pay it.
Exactly.
Without even thinking about, right. A, there are no toll roads, there's no toll road collection part of the state of Michigan, but you're right. You're giving them your credit card number.
Mm-hmm. And potentially some people have been paying by personal check. So now they've got your bank account information.
Ay, ay, ay.
But if you think about where Michigan is, we are the only state in the Midwest immediately around us that is not a toll road
state. Give it time. Some people would say, give it time.
I know. But we just need people to take a breath. Look at it and make sure this is what it really should be. Because, again, they used the Sun Pass. Lots of people use the Sun Pass. I use an iPass because I had family in Illinois. So if you're thinking I've used this, so I've been there recently, it makes sense, but it doesn't.
Melanie, how can people, businesses, check in and maybe become a member of the BBB?
If you go to bbb.org/get-accredited, that's a great place to start, or give us a call at 248-223-9400, and we'll hook you up with a real live human.
Okay, so 248-223-9400, 248-223-9400, or bbb.org/get-accredited.
Correct.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been lovely.
I hope you won't be away as long as you've been away.
I will do my best.
All right. You check in with us from time to time.
Watch it. I might stalk you on Mackinac.
Well, we'll see you at Mackinac. Good to know. That's coming up. Melanie Ducanel, President, CEO, the Better Business Bureau, Eastern Michigan Division. Got to run. Thank you, Tony Butler, for your 37 amazing years. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Regards, Paul W. Smith.